With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Facing massive criticism from conservatives, Senate Republicans resisting advancing on a bipartisan proposal that was intended to clamp down on border crossing.
It's one of the most hard-fought provisions in the bipartisan border security package, and one that Democrats had to be persuaded to include. Now it's the central line of attack from many Republicans, with some now claiming it would encourage even more border crossings. Former President Donald Trump opposes the bill. President Joe Biden says he would use it to shut down the border. At issue is a provision that would grant the Homeland Security Secretary emergency authority to prohibit entry for most individuals if an average of more than 4,000 people per day try to enter the country unlawfully over the course of a week. The authority would be mandatory if the numbers were higher. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, a new poll finds most Americans are very uncomfortable with the Supreme Court playing a role in our elections. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
Asked how much they trust the high court to make the right decisions in cases related to the 2024 election, 58% responding to the CNN poll answered either not at all or just some. Only 11% said they trust the court a great deal. The court is set to hear arguments this month in Donald Trump's challenge to a state Supreme Court ruling in Colorado, barring him from appearing on the primary ballot. Bob Agnew reporting.
Authorities in Southern California say most people there have never seen a storm quite like this, a storm of historic proportions, unleashing record levels of rain all throughout the Los Angeles area, weather sending mud and boulders down hillsides. Officials say more than 800,000 people have lost power in their homes. This is SRN News. Who are the Christians?
Older folks, mostly. A new survey by the Public Religion Research Institute looks at the religious affiliation of America's various generations, and it finds that about 80% of senior citizens identify as Christian. The percentages drop the younger you go. 76% of baby boomers say they are Christians, along with 68% of Generation X, 54% of millennials, and 54% of Gen Z. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians. The tiny African island nation of Comoros, the hardline Islamic president, has been reelected, promising more persecution for believers in Christ. International Christian Concern says religious freedom in that country is close to nothing. The Constitution mandates Islam is the state religion. Citizens must behave in line with the Sunni Islam. This is SRN News. More problems with artificial intelligence.
Philadelphia Sheriff Rochelle Bilal's campaign is acknowledging that a series of positive news stories posted to her campaign website were generated by ChatGPT. The campaign late Monday has removed more than 30 stories that it said a consultant had compiled using the AI tool. The move comes after a Philadelphia Inquirer story on Monday reported that local news outlets could not find the stories in their archives. Experts say this type of misinformation can erode the public trust and threaten democracy. Bilal's campaign says the stories were based on real events. Keith Peters reporting.
In Mississippi, the state auditor renewing his call for NFL great Brett Favre to repay the state for welfare money he says was improperly spent on projects that were backed by the old quarterback. More details at srnnews.com.